GMI of the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety.
The information and analysis you need, whether you're a buyer or a seller. This is Radio Real Estate with Windermere Real Estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Good morning, everybody, on this absolute beautiful Saturday morning. It's Rick Todd.
Hey, good morning, Rick. This is Julie Brown.
Lyle Sorensen, the home show.
Oh, my God. How exciting is this?
This is awesome. You know what? It's a sunny day. There is so much going on. You guys need to, like, run, drive, walk, whatever you got to do to get here. The great news this year, and we can't emphasize this enough, it's absolutely free. There are kids' activities. There's barbecue. You got to pay for barbecue. But, I mean,
The event is, there's no charge to get into
charge.
The event.
There's no admission to get in here.
Then there's no excuse to not get
there's
down
no
here.
There's no excuse. It's a beautiful day. There's stuff for the kids to do. There's, like, if you love food, there's like 10 barbecue trucks out here. There's
Lyle
a bunch of food
so
trucks.
I'm so excited
I am wanting
for
some
the barbecue.
You know, I mean, if I was to kind of like characterize like who we are.
This
you
is
know,
it.
Well, I don't want to, like, I'm kind of like Tigger, you know. Lyle's kind of like, he's a little serious. Sometimes he's like Eeyore.
He
is Tigger today. He is Tigger,
I'm Tigger
today.
All the time.
I'm
you
Eeyore.
Just don't listen.
I don't think
Eeyore until I get my coffee, right?
Actually, I kind of think we're kind of like
Eeyore.
All Tiggers. Come on, man. She's always. Anyway, you know
we
what?
Are,
what? We got to get back on track.
I didn't want to scare everybody away, right?
Well, no, but you know, here's the deal. This is one of those community events put on by the Building Industry Association.
Yeah. This is amazing.
It's been going on for like 43 years.
Really?
Like 43
years.
Imagine that.
Wow.
You know, so it's
wow.
really a community tradition. And, you know, this is one of those things that you can really get involved. It's at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds, which is beautiful. It's an awesome facility. This place is gorgeous.
But look, it's totally bluebird out there today.
It doesn't get better than this.
There's no reason not to get down here.
And there's just a few events that happen throughout the year that are community events. And these are community events. These are, you know, businesses from all over Whatcom County.
Yeah, Fall County.
Everybody here is super friendly. There's free swag. I mean,
all right.
There's
yeah.
goodies.
Spin the wheel and all sorts of great stuff. There's track. I mean, there's bling for everybody.
Lots
Jen
of goodies.
And Black has got, like, some of the most amazing, like, you know, if you're a foodie.
I want a new fridge,
They
Lyle.
Have got amazing fridges over here.
I want a new
They've
fridge.
They've got fabulous stoves. I mean, some of the, you can't even call them a stove. They're art. It's like, oh, my gosh.
And I will tell you one thing. I don't know about you guys. I mean, Mike Kent is absolutely, he's like a guru. He says when the sunshine hits the pavement, the driveway,
the
people come
the
out.
Driveway. That's
and
right.
And I will tell you something. It's heating up. I don't know for you guys, but, man, real estate is really heating up. And, Lyle, you,
well,
have,
to that
you,
effect.
Have, you have the numbers. Let's,
yeah.
roll, let's roll those
There
numbers.
Are 84 new listings this last week.
Whoa, that's like 80, double.
84, right? And it is double, as a matter of fact, compared to 42 that got acceptable offers. The new listings came on at $697,500, about $383 a foot. Average age, 36 years. Average size, 1,820 feet. The homes that received acceptable offers this week, 42. The average price, are you sitting down?
$825,500. Wow.
$357 a foot. Average price reduction, less than 1%, about $7,500. The average age is very comparable, about 38 years, 2,300 square feet. Average days on market, something that we like to watch, 33. 17 of those homes of the homes that went under contract this week were on the market for less than 14 days. The market, there is good motion in the market. If you're thinking about selling your home, it's a great time to do that. If you're thinking about buying a home, it's a great time to do that as well. You know, there are more choices. Overall, though, it's kind of interesting. I geeked out on the numbers a little bit last night. The whole market in Whatcom County, there's 435 homes on the market.
That's it.
Right.
Right.
And then don't you think the cumulative days on market has really tightened up?
It has tightened up a little bit. It has. We were seeing more like 45 to 60 days.
Yeah.
So right now, you know, we're seeing a little bit less. You know, it was kind of interesting. I geeked out last night on the numbers a little bit because I was kind of curious of where that inventory is sitting in the price range. Under 250,000, there's 43 choices. 250 to 400, there's 47 choices. 400 to 500, there's 42 choices. 5 to 6, there's 50 choices. 6 to 7, there's 43. 7 to 8, there's 44. 8 to 9, there's 35. 900 to a million, there's 14.
It's really equitable.
I was surprised.
Right?
Right? It's kind of like, between 40 and 50 in most price ranges.
Everybody has about the same amount of choices.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I'm working with a client who is from Colorado, and, you know, he flew in, and he's like, hey, show me everything you got in Fairhaven, and blah, 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 blah.
Certain neighborhoods,
and
yeah.
And he couldn't believe, he was looking for hundreds of choices.
And he got 5 choices.
There's not a lot of choices. But I will tell you this, I don't know about you guys, but I just feel like people are starting to kind of adjust to the new normal.
Yes.
And they're saying, okay, we're gonna move, or we're starting to really warm up to the idea of we're going to make a decision that we've been kind of waiting on.
Right. Yeah.
And so the thing is again, Lyle and Rick, we have 30-year fixed at 7% plus, 15 at 6.5 for your average kind of mortgage rate.
Right.
And so people, it's been like this for over 12 months now, and I think people are just really used to it, and they're like, okay, I can't sit around and wait for anything. I gotta make a move if I'm gonna make a move, whatever that move is.
And historically, these are not bad rates.
That's right.
Right. You know, we've had artificially reduced rates for a long time, and yep. I think that you get used to seeing 2, 3, 4. You know, it's like, oh my goodness. And granted, it does make a difference in your payment. You know, in what you can afford. But if you can afford, you can afford.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when we talk about this, we're talking about that adjustment of, okay, this is where we're at. And people are looking, this is where my life is at. And this is where, the decision I want to make. And what we're seeing is when people make that decision, they make it quickly. They don't wait around.
No, that's right.
And that's why still in this market, it's competitive.
It is.
And when someone sees something they love,
there's multiple offers happening.
They go.
They're executing their plan. They're making their plan, and they're executing it. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, that's right. I mean, that's what we have to look forward to. Rebecca, Rebecca, you're pretty instrumental in putting all of the home show together and making all this stuff happen.
That's correct.
What can you tell us about it?
Ooh, what can I tell you about it?
What are the highlights?
Rebecca.
I mean, like, if you could pick 5 things that people should not miss at the home show, what would those be? Like,
I don't know if I can name just 5. There is so much incredible. There's just so much going on today. So we've got Family Day. Fairhaven Floors has sponsored Family Day from 11 to 4, which is an awesome opportunity to bring your kids out. We have a wood shop area where they can learn how to make something with wood shop man. Lego, we've got Brad Bergman, who is a past Lego Masters contestant here. The barbecue competition starts today.
How many barbecue trucks are there? Do you know?
We have 18 competitors from around the Northwest.
Oh,
that are all
my
professional
gosh.
Barbecue teams.
I'm hungry.
Okay, watch out for Lyle, by the way. He's just been raving about the barbecue all morning.
Oh.
Well, there's enough to go around.
All the smells, man. I mean, it's awesome.
It's going to bring people from all over the place. They'll be able to smell it for miles.
Yeah.
It is incredible what's happening out there. They've been smoking all night.
Oh. Fun.
Have they been smoking in the boys' room?
Oh,
no, Rick. That's gross.
That is Thin Lizzy, if you don't know. That's
right.
A band. That's a band from the 70s.
So this was...
did you know or you didn't know?
Well, my husband is a hardcore 80s like butt rock fan, so ah! some of them sounded familiar if you
okay.
mentioned them.
Okay, there we go.
It's perfect. If you heard it, yeah. you would know, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Anyway. I'm sure you heard it in a movie or something. Anyway, this is Rick, our Rick loves to be the music.
Now, is this the first year that admission's been free?
Yes, this is the first year that we have opened it up. We don't want to have any barriers for people coming, meeting with the incredible entrepreneurs and businesses that we have in Whatcom County. So we have removed any reason somebody would not come to a home show. And we really want people to know that it's worth coming and meeting face-to-face with our incredible businessmen and women in Whatcom County.
I think that's brilliant. I think that's really fabulous. I mean, if you want to get something done, if you've been needing a roof, you know, I walked around earlier and there's roofers and there's siders and there's flooring people and appliance people and bath people. I mean, it's all here.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of everything. I think that we show off the best of our area, and you'll be surprised at the things that you didn't expect to see here that you will. We have people coming from all realms of businesses in Whatcom County to come and showcase what they have and that really care about meeting people face-to-face in our community. So I think we get the best of what there is out there in Whatcom County.
I think that's great.
And how did you come to sort of remove the cover charge or get it so that everybody can come and not have to pay?
So we work very closely with all of these businesses year-round. We're a nonprofit, the Building Industry Association of Whatcom County.
Okay.
So we're having conversations every day on how we can support local businesses and what we can do to get them in touch with those that want their services that may not know them, and they may not have huge budgets for marketing. So we want to give kind of an even playing field here at the home show for those businesses to meet with their potential clients. So by removing the admission fees, charging a little bit more for booths at the home show, we were able to make that completely accessible. Businesses are happy because they're meeting twice as many people as they would have last year. And it really was a win-win for everybody.
That's so great. Yeah. That's just...
It's brilliant.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Rebecca, we want to thank you so much for all your hard work. I mean, the immense amount of crazy details that go through to pulling off an event like this, it's awesome.
It's super impressive.
It brings our community together. And we just want to thank you for all your hard work. I mean, we have no idea of the blood, sweat, and tears, which was a great band back in the 70s.
Oh, here we go.
you have put in to this, and just thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We really do want there to be a different feeling at this home show than there are to big companies that throw massive events. We're here all year round. We love the people in our community. We want to represent well what Whatcom County's values and everything that there is that's amazing about our community. So we're happy to be here. We're happy to provide the service for our community.
Definitely. And the BIAWC does fabulous work in the community. I think people don't realize what all you guys do, you know, in terms of advocating for business people, but also for housing in the community and affordability and a liaison between builders and the community and government. You know, there's so much that you guys do.
We're kind of silent little warriors here in between our building industry people, the clients that they're serving, and the government, who sometimes makes it harder to build houses. We're working with them to make it affordable for the average person to buy a home in Whatcom County. I know it's a tough struggle. We're here every day doing that. And the home show is just part of that process of making our builders more successful, making those that are in our community connect with those builders and those businesses.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Rebecca Houston, Events Director for the BIAWC, right here on Radio Real Estate. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this at the home show. You're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
If you're ready to jumpstart that kitchen remodel, upgrade your barbecue, or start sleeping better on a new bed, DeWarden Bodie is ready to help with their spring clearance on home appliances, barbecues, and mattresses. They've got some unbelievable offers for you this weekend. I'm talking savings up to 50% off retail prices you'll see at other stores on floor models and blemished items. They've got one-of-a-kind deals on closeout Weber barbecues, Traeger smokers, and Gosney pizza ovens, plus deep discounts on a huge selection of major home appliances. mattresses. This spring, refresh and renew your sleep with a new mattress so you can wake up feeling ready to tackle your spring cleaning. With more than 40 mattresses on display at their Bellingham showroom, they'll help you find the perfect fit at the perfect price. Plus, get your new mattress delivered and set up for free on qualifying purchases. And start sleeping better tonight with no money down and no interest for up to 5 years. But hurry in. One-only spring clearance deals are only available while supplies last at DeWarden Bodie in Bellingham and Burlington.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
So just really,
really close right here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Are we?
Welcome back to Radio Real Estate right here at the home show. It's Rick Todd.
Lyle Sorensen.
Julie Brown.
Who let Rick out of the pen?
Oh, he was over there stretching. Did you see? He was getting ready.
You got to watch that guy, you know? He'll do that. He'll run away.
He's out mingling with people.
I'm looking for Pope for G's.
Man, if you were out and about today, you need to get over to the Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. The admission is absolutely free. Thanks to our prime sponsors, Judd and Black. We have Thomas here from Judd and Black.
Hey, Thomas.
Guys. Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Thomas, we want to thank you for paying for all of our admissions. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome.
You dipped into your savings. And
no, we're really happy to be the title sponsors here. This is always an event we look forward to being a part of and helping make happen. So, yeah, we're just really glad to be here.
That's awesome. Thanks for being here.
And you guys
there.
Have an impressive display. Oh, my gosh.
We do have a pretty large booth, a lot of products on display. This is a great time to come and just take a look at some of what's new and what's trending in kitchen and laundry and outdoor appliances.
I think you guys need to put one of those really cool ranges in the back of my truck before
I want a new fridge. I swear, I want a new fridge.
We have those.
Absolutely. Oh. So, tell us a little bit more about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so we're here at the Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show to really showcase what we do as a business. You know, we have a lot of great brands and a lot of great appliances on display, but really this is also a great time to come talk with our appliance experts. And if you have questions or if you're looking at investing in new appliances pretty soon, this is a really great time to get those questions answered by experts.
Well, and you know, that is something that is so easy to do. Come and talk to you guys and figure out a new package or even just a few new appliances for your home. it adds so much value if you're getting ready to sell.
Right.
Or maybe you're buying a new home, mm-hmm. and some new appliances make you feel like it's like having a new car. I mean, it's special.
Well, appliances aren't just utility anymore either. No,
they're necessity.
There's some pretty stuff.
Oh. There is really pretty stuff. They are a necessity, and if you're looking for extra conveniences in your home appliances to match your lifestyle or what you have going on at home, there's a lot of great new features happening in appliances that can simplify things for life.
Like what?
Oh, yeah. So there are some appliances.
I'm gonna put
you on the spot. Yeah, of course. No, we have, I think the kitchen is a really great example of this. We have appliances that are smart appliances. They connect to your devices so that you can stay in touch with what you need, whether it's in the refrigerator or even connecting to your range. It's pretty cool high tech stuff.
Wait a minute. So, like, if Julie's at the grocery store, she can, like, look in her fridge to remember what it is that she needs?
There are some appliances that do that.
That is, do they make you a shopping list?
They can, you know what? Some appliances can. That is
the
thing.
I thought that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Also in the laundry
serious?
Room. I am serious.
Are you serious,
yes.
Clark?
Yes,
it's
I am serious.
Also
in the laundry room, laundry sets have become really innovative as well. Of course, with the smart device connectivity. But also, we have some all-in-one laundry sets on display as well. So
nice.
Washer and dryer in one unit.
Do they have the self-sorting ones yet and self-folding? I want a self-folder.
We're still waiting on that one.
Let me know.
That's Awesomeo. That
right.
little robot.
See,
I need that robot.
What I need is an appliance that not only washes and dries and then, like, picks out outfits. So I'm color coordinated.
You know what?
Right?
It's called Garanimals, Rick.
You can push a button and it says, looks professional, right? And that's what I need.
You want it to give you a back rub too, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? We're right across the way. We're right across the way from the massage chairs. So you
are
can look
you
at,
really?
You can look at appliances and then like go across the aisle to get a massage right next to us. So
one of the great things, you know, as realtors that we see is we have clients that you know come that are going through houses and. It is so interesting because condition of appliance, you
yes.
know, tech, high tech of appliances, sometimes that is what puts them over the hump to make an offer. Because they're thinking, you know, they want something that's quality. They want something that, you know, is going to last. They don't want to have to replace it in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important, you know, to buy quality appliances, because you can go into a house and you can you know see appliances and they look you know brand new, but you know they might be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because they got them at Judd and Black. That's why.
You know, that is a really great point to make, because I think that when you talk with our appliance experts, we really do our best to give the best recommendations. We have over 30 quality brands on display. And so we are very particular about what brands we carry. And then our appliance experts can help hone in on which brands would be best for you if you're looking for longevity in appliances, if you're looking for best value, if you're looking for certain features. You know, we have so many options for that, and there's a lot to choose from and a lot that can go a long way in your home.
Thomas, you guys are working with an amazing organization, and I want to kind of cue them up.
Yeah.
We're hitting a hard break here, but so I want to cue them up and get them introduced so we can bring them back after the break at the bottom of the hour. But Tell us about Whatcom County Search and Rescue.
Absolutely. So we have partnered with Whatcom Search and Rescue to host a space for them in our booth so that they can showcase what they're doing. I know that they're raising money for a new facility right now, and it's, you know, they're such a great organization, such a worthy cause to visit, pay attention to, and donate to,
mm-hmm.
if you can,
mm-hmm.
to help them reach their goal in getting this new facility. I know we're helping out with the appliances for the facility, and so we're happy to do that. And it's just, you know, it's really awesome to be a part of helping them move on to the next step in what they're doing.
That's awesome. You guys are
That's
so
amazing.
Great at giving back to the community. You're listening to Radio Real Estate. We are live from the Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show. Thank you, Thomas, from Judd & Black.
Thank
and after
you so
the break,
much.
We'll be back with Search and Rescue.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Homelessness is a challenge many face in Whatcom County, but there is hope. Since 1923, the Lighthouse Mission Ministries has been providing shelter and services for those who need it most. Lighthouse Mission provides a safe and caring environment for individuals and families experiencing homelessness. The mission offers a warm bed, hot meals, and supportive community to help hurting neighbors back on their feet. But they don't stop there. With the help of generous people in our community, the Lighthouse Mission also offers case management, addiction recovery services, job training, and educational resources to help people achieve long-term success. Everyone deserves a chance to rebuild their life. Your help is needed to make that happen. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Together, we can provide a brighter future for those in need. Lighthouse Mission Ministries, where hope begins. Learn more at thelighthousemission.org.
The Lummi Bay Market at Exit 260 is where you'll find more in the store. You'll find more in the store because there's so much store. Almost 10,000 square feet. The Lummi Bay Market is where you'll find everything you need for on and off the road. You'll find the best value on gas and diesel, along with way more than you would expect out of a convenience store. There's a liquor department featuring a great selection of your favorite competitively priced spirits, wines, and mixers. And of course, you'll want to check out the huge selection of ice cold beer in their massive beer cave. Want to grab a quick bite for breakfast or lunch? Don't feel like cooking dinner? At the Lummi Bay Market, you'll find a great hot deli counter, including our brand new fried chicken, chicken tenders, and chicken wings with all the fixins. Make the Lummi Bay Market your first or last stop of the day for fuel, food, and more. The Lummi Bay Market, just off I-5 at Exit 260 on Rural Avenue. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Lummi Bay Market, where there's more in the store.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Israel is bracing for a possible direct attack by Iran. Military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond.
Iran has vowed revenge after a deadly Israeli strike on its consulate in Syria. At a mall in Sydney, Australia, a man went on a rampage with a knife.
We saw the guy come up the escalators with a big black knife in his hand. And just really calmly, he was just walking like he was having an ice cream in the park.
Six are dead. The attacker was shot by police. Days after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld an abortion ban that dates back to the 1800s, Vice President Harris was in Tucson talking reproductive rights.
We all know if Donald Trump gets the chance, he will sign a national abortion ban.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Right here at the home show. I mean, this place is hopping. I'm Rick Todd. He is
Lyle Sorensen.
Julie Brown. Good morning.
Wow, it's so great to be here. I mean, there's people everywhere. I mean, these are what we call morning people. It's 10:30.
Yeah, but you know what? The barbecue's everywhere. Starting up pretty soon.
I know.
It's going to be amazing. Lyle's so pumped for the barbecue.
The barbecue's starting up pretty soon.
Hey. So we have a special guest here at our booth with us from Whatcom County Search and Rescue.
That's right, Fred Knight.
Fred Knight. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine this morning.
It's so good to have you here with us. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do. And Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's happening with Whatcom County Search and Rescue?
Well, right now, the Search and Rescue is in the process of building a new building for we can drive east without going west first. So we're putting a new building out in Everson, and right now we're trying to raise funds for our new building.
Okay. So you were in Ferndale, or you're currently in Ferndale, but we're building a new building out in Everson so that you can get either to the ocean or to the mountains and the forest, wherever somebody needs to be rescued.
In the 50 years I've been doing this, I've been from Ross Lake to the Bay.
50 years?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I started when we first incorporated Search and Rescue, so it's been a while.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell us some things that are needed for, well, and tell us how much money is needed to complete the building.
Right now we're about $1.2 million short of our goal.
Okay.
We're trying to raise funds. We need roll-up doors for our new bays. We need heat for it.
So you'll take donations, right?
We'll take in-kind donations.
So if
people like want over to, the head.
If people want to donate to us, they can go to WhatcomCountySearchAndRescue.org.
Okay.
Make donations directly online. They can come by our booth.
So if my buddy Steve at Overhead Doors is listening, they should...
Yeah, I think Overhead Doors would be a good donation for these doors.
This is what's so incredible, Wayne, is Lyle wanted to come to this booth because he has $1.2 million. He's just laying around, and he wants to give it to you. And it's such a wonderful thank you, Lyle. Seriously, as a community, this is a beautiful thing for our community to get together for a great cause. People don't think about search and rescue until they have a loved one or a friend or someone who needs
this service. That's right. Somebody doesn't show up from their hike.
And there's nothing more terrifying than, you know, having, you know, someone who is missing.
Yeah. We have everything from our lost children to our demented patients to our hikers that have lost. I've been involved with crime scenes with looking for evidence and
We're
dispatched to the sheriff's department, so when they need search and rescue, we go directly.
But you guys are all volunteer.
Yes.
Oh,
it's 100% volunteer.
100% volunteer.
100% volunteer.
So, if someone wanted to volunteer, how could they contact the right person to volunteer?
Right now, if they went on to WhatcomCountySearchAndRescue.org, look up. We've got things in there. We've got Mountain Rescue's got a deal. We've got Dive Rescue.
Oh wow.
We've got. Horses. We've got Summit to Sound who does we've done the boat race for Sea to Ski as a safety on a river. That 18 miles is done by search and rescue volunteers. So we've got all that available, and if they want to get involved, searchandrescue.org.
I'm here to volunteer.
Fred.
You said okay. Yeah,
I said
it is Fred. Fred, I'm here to volunteer Lyle. I think Lyle would be awesome.
He makes a good boat anchor, right?
Right, absolutely. And you know, I thought we could drop Rick somewhere in the hills and use him for practice.
I would love that. I would love that, Fred.
We just did a training for Blaine. Some of the pitchers on our board and stuff, and went up and showed them what we could do.
Oh, that's amazing.
And our Mountain Rescue was there. Our Summit to Sound teams were there. We broke a boat in a flood out here at Everson last year. We went out and raised funds, replaced our boats.
Oh, wow.
And it's all done through volunteers and donations.
Fred, that is awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for everything. 50 years. That's fabulous.
50 years. Listen, thank you so much.
And they can find you at the Judd and Black
booth.
Right in front of
booth,
Judd and
man.
Black.
It's way more than a booth, but you can't miss them when you walk into the pavilion here. You'll see them. They're over to the right-hand side. Go say hi. Check out what they're doing because they do fantastic work.
Awesome.
You know,
there's
so many things that you can get involved in. There's bathroom fixtures. There's plumbing. There's kitchen stuff. There's everything you can imagine that they need for this new facility. If you can't do, you know, leave them a couple bucks even.
This is such an important charitable work for our county residents. This is just invaluable. Yeah.
Fred,
so thank you so much.
I know you've been doing this for 50 years. You don't look a day over 49. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, thank you for having us on the air.
Hey, thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Listening with us.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tien is about our community and you.
Everybody talks about the southern border. I live up here about 5 miles from the Canadian border.
Uh-huh. Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I have picked up discarded clothing from people coming south. The Border Patrol's aware of this. I know of seven gotaways.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com.
Oh, I love this song.
Of course you do.
This song is so good.
What is it?
I have no idea. But I love this song. Emma, our producer, knows music.
You have to put a nickel in the music jar.
I know, right?
In
the music jar.
Hey, everybody. We're at the home show. It's so exciting. Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI. I'm Rick Todd. He is
Lyle Sorensen.
Julie Brown.
And we are here with a special guest,
a person I
have known for just many decades.
I just found out how a long time.
I know. Such a phenomenal guy.
I bet he's got stories on Rick.
Look at my God.
I bet Rob can tell us stories.
Smirk on his face.
I have no story.
And a man who has really served our community for so long, for 30 plus years, and just an awesome guy. And Lyle, you really know him through what he does now, and introduce us to our guest,
Rob Lee, who is the head of the Building Industry Association of Whatcom County.
It's a mouthful.
He herds builders and government and everybody. Yeah. There's vendors and associates and all sorts of people who belong to the Building Industry Association. And a lot of times people don't realize, they hear that and they go, oh, that's just a bunch of builders sitting around smoking cigars. tell us what.
Which is true.
I wish there were more cigars. But yeah, the Building Industry Association of Whatcom County represents Whatcom County's home building community. It's generally contractors, they're sub-tradesmen, and then we have a lot of associate members as well. Mm-hmm. So
I'm one of those.
Mortgage folks, real estate folks, anything that goes into building, buying, and selling a single-family detached home.
Right.
And we're all about housing affordability, which is hard to say without smiling anymore because it's not really affordable anymore in Whatcom County, as most people know. But we work hard advocating on behalf of our clients and the builders with planning departments in various cities with the county to try and keep the cost to a minimum, whether it's
right.
impact fees or permit fees or getting permits speeded up. So we do lots with that. We have a lovely building in the Iron Gate Business Park.
It is nice.
Yep, and we offer that to guests to rent for weddings, quinceañeras, memorials, whatever it is where you're going to gather folks. Mm-hmm. We can accommodate 200 sitting around tables. We've got a lovely back sort of area for wedding day of ceremony, that sort of thing. So we've got a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous facility. If you haven't been there, you got to check it out. Was there for a meeting this week, and there was an owl sitting in the tree,
mm-hmm.
creating a disturbance, distracting people from the important work that they were there to
right.
do.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I love about your association, Rob, is it's part of our community. And I suppose, full disclosure, I've done several weddings there, mm-hmm. performed several weddings, and I've done a couple funerals there. Oh. And, you know, I think that there's something so beautiful about kind of mixing, you know, kind of this association and being part, an important part of our community. And is that part of the vision, the mission, kind of the plan for kind of how you're trying to be part of, you know, the infrastructure, the fabric of our community?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, all of our builders, their main goal is to build a quality product and have folks realize what we've called the American dream, home ownership.
Mm. Right.
And so many of them have been quite successful, and they love giving back to the community that made them a success.
Mm-hmm.
And so, definitely their desire is to be part of the community. Certainly, you and I have known each other from past lives in our career, and we were both guys that cared about people. And so
yeah.
I think certainly
yeah.
Myself and my staff, the folks that I've hired to serve our builders,
yeah.
they feel the same way. And so, you know, when it comes to greeting guests into the building, you know, they want them to make it feel like it's home. And also, as we talk about the organization, you know, we love it when, like, I've seen lots of builders and their families out already this morning mm-hmm. here at the show. And so it's mm-hmm. always fun, you know, that component in being sort of out of the business side of things and seeing folks just enjoying time out here in the county.
Yeah, and you have a top-notch staff, just phenomenal people, just not only great professionals but great human beings that you work with. I have no idea how they want to work with you,
I
but
agree.
They are.
Oh, man.
And most of them worked for me in
You're
a past
life. You're
lucky
he can't kick you in the shin from there.
They worked for
I've
me
known
past
Rob forever.
And I hired them away from the organization I used to work at. So it's,
I know it's, you did.
It's been fun to continue, you know. I mean, one of our employees I've worked with for 14 years before this, and she's been here 5 years
yeah.
already. So,
and she's awesome.
Yeah, she is awesome.
So, Rob, how can someone become a member of this?
And absolutely. You can just give us a call, and Angie, our membership director, can walk you through, you know, what you get. It's a 3-in-1 membership, so not only do you get a membership here at the local level, but you have a membership in the state association as well as the National Association of Home Builders. So there's a lot of horsepower there in terms of mm-hmm. government affairs, lobbying that those organizations do on behalf of the members for the industry. There's a number of great insurance programs, return on industrial insurance, access to the health trust. So there's lots of ways that benefit your
benefit.
Business. So give us a call. We'd love to talk. We can walk you through what it looks like, how much it costs. And, of course, I love getting people involved. And that's what you get back from an association is when you get involved with the people.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, Rob Lee, thank you so much for being a great leader in our community.
Thanks,
and just everything you're doing and what your association is doing to keep the American dream alive. Hey, you're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI. We'll be back right after this.
Get down and boogie as the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E. All yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals one entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
Hey, it's Dave, and if you're like me, spring comes with a whole list of home projects. And if you're ready to jumpstart your kitchen remodel or upgrade your laundry room, well, DeWard & Bodie is ready to help with the best deals on home appliances. And right now, they have amazing ways to bundle and save. Like this, get up to $400 in cash back rebates on select LG and KitchenAid appliance packages. And up to $200 cash back on select appliance bundles from Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Beko, and more. When you buy more, you save more at DeWard & Bodie. You also get the expert service and experience you can trust. Throughout April, you can save up to $100 on their professional delivery and installation when you buy select dishwashers and cooking appliances. It's spring clearance at DeWard & Bodie, and you can find one-of-a-kind deals on floor models and ding and dent items up to 50% off. Plus, pay no money down and no interest up to 2 years on qualifying purchases. It's only at DeWard & Bodie in Bellingham and Burlington.
Play a grand in your hand for a chance to win $1,000 every weekday. But what if you don't win? Your correct keyword entries automatically qualify you for a second chance drawing that includes a luxurious weekend getaway at Lopez Islander Resort.
Lopez Islander Resort and Marina offers views, hot tub and swimming pool, and more. Check it out at lopezfun.com.
But that's not all. For a little spending money, Nolan Roofing is throwing in a $100 Visa gift card.
Nolan's Roofing is your quality solution for residential, metal, low slope, and flat roofing. Celebrating 20 years serving Whatcom County. Call or click Nolan's Roofing to schedule your free estimate.
And just for fun, a $100 gift certificate to Rhino Sports Cards and Memorabilia in Bellingham.
Rhino Sports Card and Memorabilia in Bellingham wants to connect with you. Upgrade your collection or start collecting today. Sports cards, Pokemon, and more.
A grand in your hand, presented by Neater House of Luxury, voted best jewelry store in the Northwest on Squalicum Harbor in Bellingham.
That's Sunday, not
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, it is
but
Sunday.
Saturday is the parade. We could be in the mix. Like people are kind of.
Parade starts at noon, right?
Yeah, like people are trying to find their spots and milling around.
I think we just do it from the studio and.
I think pump, we do our thing from the studio.
I think we do the studio and just pump the tires
if
for
you
the
pump
event.
The tires, we can pump the tires.
I want a good seat at the parade.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. We are here live in Linden at the Northwest Fairgrounds for the Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Barbecue.
I have Rick Todd and Lyle Sorensen with me, and Lyle is pumped for some barbecue.
Barbecue. You know,
I think he's eating barbecue for breakfast.
This is breakfast. This is I didn't eat breakfast just so I could have barbecue. This is such a great event. You know what? Come see. It's free.
That is amazing.
Come
so
see,
this
it's free.
This
All
is the first
this
time. This is the first
free
time it's ever
you gotta
been
pay for your
no
food
charge.
Yes,
to,
this is it.
To come into
yes
the event.
Yes, and Judd and Black, put, you know, has stepped up. They're competent, you know, prime sponsor. It's an amazing, amazing event. You have to come and see. I mean, it's almost like the fair on a smaller level, but it's all about your home.
This is super exciting. So, Lyle.
I know, the gnome hunt?
Yeah, okay, what's the gnome hunt all about?
Well, so the gnome hunt, they've got these little gnomes hidden in the program and hidden in booths, and you get a punch card, and you take your kids around, and if they find all the gnomes, they can come back, and they can get cool stuff out of the treasure chest. There's like kids' fishing poles and all kinds
what?
Of stuff in
there. But it's for kids, right? That
it's
part.
For kids. It's not for grown-ups. Okay. So, and kids at heart don't count.
Okay.
You got to be
a
kid.
Little kid. Okay.
I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, really.
Grown-ups
no, Jules, I know you, want to. But,
I want some gnomes. I just want the gnomes.
But yeah, but no, you can't. But I mean, and then they got a ton of sponsors. It's just fabulous.
Hey, Lyle, what else do
you putting all that together?
What are some of the show highlights? What
do we
have going on here?
Well, I mean, there's a Ribs and Roof barbecue competition, right? So,
okay.
There's like 18 competitors here.
Rick, we heard about the barbecue.
Regionally and nationally.
Oh, what?
Yeah, this is like the real deal.
Like serious barbecue.
This is like the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. This is like.
Oh, how many barbecuers are there?
18.
18.
And then we got a food truck roundup. I mean, come on.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and
we got Chetties, we got Feast, we got Tapatio.
Get the people in the car and get on down here.
We got Poffergies, we got Kettle Corn, we got lemonade.
And you can't
oh
beat
my
the
gosh.
Weather today. It's
You'd
bluebird
think I was
out.
Hungry. It's beautiful outside.
So there's no reason for you to not come down
there's
here.
There's tractors. There's just everything
and
you can
what are,
think of.
What are the hours?
Excavators.
10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Today
and tomorrow.
So come on down.
And it's free.
And so you have no excuse.
Where else can you go? Take the kids out on a sunny day. There's kids' activities.
And so we...
Lego Masters, face painting. Cinderella and Spider-Man are supposed to be here somewhere.
Oh, really?
WeQ Young Entrepreneurs.
That's exciting.
And we know a guy who likes to carve things... You know, with a chainsaw.
Oh, is it
Jimmy Kitchens
art?
Is here. Absolutely.
The kitch is in
the house.
You gotta
come and see. Absolutely. You gotta come and see that fireman.
I need a bear or a moose.
Well, you just go right outside and look.
I made Rick laugh so hard when I said that.
But you know what? I mean, the thing I love about this is that the weather's cooperated.
It's
just so
really
gorgeous
great.
Out here.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, sometimes when you walk through these exhibition halls, they're kind of cold, but they're not. They're toasty. They're warm.
Groovy.
It's
super
fun. People
this
are just
facility.
Kind of walking
this
around.
This facility. Look at the architecture. I mean, look at the open beams and all this stuff. It is so classy and cool.
So sponsored by Judd and Black as far as working with BIA.
BIAWC.
BIAWC.
That's a lot to say.
I know. I was running out of letters.
I know, right?
Nope, working
it's okay.
with them to sponsor this event so that it is of no charge.
At the Pacific Northwest Washington Fair in Linden,
here in
on
Linden.
Front Street.
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah, and anything you can think of about what you need for your house, flooring, just appliances. There are even people here that build ADUs, and that's a huge thing right now.
Right, there's
with
a tiny house outside you
yeah,
can look at.
Yeah,
middle housing.
I mean, anything you need. For your home, it's a great community event, and it has been an honor to be here, you guys.
Thank you.
And, awesome. Come on
oh
out.
God,
it's
come
free.
On out. It's free. Come and see. It's free.
We ran
yes.
out of time.
Whatcom
you guys.
County Home and Lifestyle Show at the fairgrounds.
You've been listening
10 to 6 today and tomorrow.
Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI.
Thanks, gentlemen.